From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other sort of information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Mangrove forest to hereafter not be converted into ponds. Full economic recovery in Indonesia in August 2020. Now the news in details. Maritime Affairs and Fishery Minister Edi Prabowo has made assurance that mangrove forest would henceforth not be converted into ponds and the ministry in its place plans to plant more mangrove trees. A newfangled innovative aquaculture system has been developed that enables shrimps and fish farming without the need to have a vast land area. Hence, mangrove trees would no longer have to be cleared to make way for shrimp or fish ponds, he explained in a statement on Thursday as quoted by Antara. The Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fishery has been developing an innovative intensification system for shrimp farming and fish ponds. Prabowo expressed belief that the intensification system is more productive than traditional ponds. He said in the past, 10 hectares of land could only yield 1 ton. However, currently 1 hectare of land can produce 10 to 15 tons of shrimp. This has been proven in several places in Indonesia. Indonesia's economy will start to open and recover from the COVID-19 crisis in August this year. The World Bank's Country Director for Indonesia, Satu Kahkonen, stated on Thursday. Kahkonen's remark at the virtual event of the World Bank's Indonesia's Economic Prospects, IEP, July 2020 edition, that is one of the three assumptions regarding World Bank's projection for Indonesia's economic growth this year, with forecasted 0% growth. As quoted by Antara, the World Bank also delivered its assumption of the global economy contracting 5.2% in 2020, thereby mirroring the worst recession since World War II, as well as threefold worse than the 2009 recession. The World Bank has forecast the East Asia and Pacific region to experience some sharp decline to 0.5% in 2020 from nearly 6% in 2019, as most countries impose lockdown measures to control the outbreak. Around the world, 200 million girls and women alive today have undergone some form of female genital mutilations or cutting, according to the State of World Population 2020 report released on June 30 by United Nations Population Fund, UNFPA, UN Sexuals and Reproductive Health Agency. This year alone, an estimated 4.1 million girls will be subjected to FGMC. UNFPA Indonesia Country Representative Anjali Sen said in a written statement received by Voice of Indonesia in July that FGMC is socially sanctioned gender-based violence. In almost every context, parents believe that the practice is the right thing to do for their daughters. In many cases, parents are aware of the physical and psychological risk, but do it in the interest of social acceptance. The practice of FGMC must be eliminated as it offers no health benefits, yet causes immediate and long-term health consequences, ranging from infection to disabilities that last a lifetime. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Let's move on to the international news. The Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA, concluded in Vienna on July 14, 2015, over Iran's nuclear peaceful program between Islamic Republic of Iran on one hand and the P5+1, the five permanent members of the United Nations Security Council, including China, France, Russia, United Kingdom, United States plus Germany, on the other hand, as an important achievement of multilateral diplomacy, which has been strongly supported by the international community, is in jeopardy due to the unilateral withdrawal of the U.S. on its fifth anniversary. In a press statement received by Voice of Indonesia on Thursday, July 16, the Embassy of the Islamic Republic of Iran said, unless the international community shall ensure the balanced implementation of all participants in good faith, it could be another victim of the U.S. unilateral and unlawful approach. The U.S. and its allies should bear the responsibility for the consequences of such policy. As the world acknowledged, the JCPOA was the negotiation diplomatic solution to the peaceful settlement of an artificial crisis over the Islamic Republic of Iran's peaceful nuclear program, which is comprehensive and final in nature. The Malaysian Election Commission, EC, is ready for a general election should snap polls be called in the near future, said Minister in the Prime Minister's Department Taqiyuddin Hassan on Thursday. During the Minister's questions time in the Parliament, Taqiyuddin said the EC was also working on improving election procedures in line with the COVID-19 standard operating procedures. As quoted by Channel News Asia, he added that although e-voting was a consideration during the pandemic, there were many shortcomings to the system. In response to another question by its Member of Parliament, why it would be an obstacle for Malaysia when many other countries use e-voting, Taqiyuddin said countries like Brazil that have used the system encountered many issues when the results were out. Due to the fact that the system was not entirely foolproof, questions arise on the legitimacy of the results, and some countries have eventually turned back to traditional voting methods. Hackers backed by the Russian state are trying to steal COVID-19 vaccine and treatment research from academic and pharmaceutical institutions around the world, Britain's National Cybersecurity Center, NCSC, said on Thursday. A coordinated statement from Britain, the United States and Canada attributed the attacks to Group APT-29, also known as Cozy Bear, which they said was almost certainly operating as part of Russian intelligence services. British Foreign Minister Dominic Raab said it was completely unacceptable for Russian intelligence services to target work on the pandemic. The NCSC said the group's attacks were continuing and used a variety of tools and technique, including spear phishing and custom malware. Russian news agency RIA cited spokesman Dmitry Peskov as saying the Kremlin rejected London's allegations, which he said were not backed by proper evidence. Brazil on Thursday passed the 2 million confirmed coronavirus cases mark, with little sign that the rate of increase is slowing as anger grows over President Jair Bolsonaro's handling of the outbreak. Just 27 days have passed since Brazil, which has the world's second largest outbreak, after the United States reached 1 million cases. In recent weeks, there have been nearly 40,000 confirmed new cases per day, according to the government figures. On Thursday, confirmed cases in Brazil totaled 2,012,151, while death numbered 76,688. Brazil's the largest country in Latin America, is home to around 210 million. Despite the rapid spread of the virus, Bolsonaro, a far-right former army captain, has pressured local government to lift lockdown restrictions. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary for today entitling Impact of Lockdown Revocation. The easing or even the revocation of the lockdown status by several countries in dealing with the COVID-19 since last June has now begun to show its impact. In Manila, the Philippines, the country with the second largest number of cases in Southeast Asia, there was a very significant increase. Not surprisingly, the Philippines government then conducted a lockdown for the second time during this pandemic. Starting yesterday on Thursday, lockdown will last for 2 weeks until the end of July to suppress the spread of the coronavirus. Philippines government spokesman Harry Roque said a number of business sectors remain permitted to operate during the lockdown. Coronavirus cases in the Philippines have more than tripled since the government lifted the lockdown and reopened part of the business sector starting last June. The Philippines is the second highest country with COVID-19 cases in Southeast Asia after Indonesia. Data quoted from Dutch Welle said, the coronavirus infection number did increase worldwide on Wednesday. This makes some countries have to reconsider the intentions to reopen activities in a number of regions or impose new restrictions. In addition to the Philippines, several countries that also did the second phase of tightening include Hong Kong, China, in this case, the city of Beijing and Catalonia. It seems that the lockdown easing that was done to encourage the movement of the economic sector had a significant impact on the spread of the COVID-19 virus. The term's new normal for the period after the lockdown made the general public forget the health protocols in the face of COVID-19. As a result, it triggered an increase in the number of those infected and led to conditions that forced a second lockdown. The Indonesian government has replaced term's new normal with new habits adaptations. New normal is considered a foreign term that may be less understood by people. It is suspected that people put forward the word normal, which may refer to the order of life before the pandemic, rather than the word new, which is intended as a new habit, especially with regard to health protocols. That was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Welcome back to our regular Today in History. We start from a history that happened on July 17, 2006. A 6.5 Richter scale earthquake in southern of Java Sea caused tsunami. An earthquake measuring 6.8 on the Richter scale off the coast of West Java occurred on July 17, 2006. This earthquake caused a 2 meters high tsunami that destroyed homes in the south coast of Java and at least 659 fatalities. The tsunami hit villages on the southern coast of Java in Cipatujah, Tasikmalaya, Pangandaran, and Ciamis. Spokesman for the Indonesian Ministry of Health said that around 450 people were injured, 52,700 people were homeless, and 140 people were missing. Now we move to a history on July 17, 2009, with an incident of bomb explosive at JW Marriott and Ritz-Carlton hotels in Jakarta. The bomb blast at the JW Marriott and Ritz-Carlton hotels in the Mega Kuningan area, South Jakarta, occurred at 7:47 until 7:57 West Indonesia time. The suicide bombing killed 9 people and injured more than 50 people. Both Indonesians and foreigners from New Zealand, Australia, and the Netherlands. This incident occurred 9 days after the election of President and Vice President of Indonesia and 2 days before the planned arrival of the Manchester United soccer team at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel, which will conduct a match with the Indonesian All-Star team on July 20, 2009. The police managed to arrest and shoot a number of suspect bombers. We end the segment of Today in History with an incident on July 17, 2014. Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 was shot by Ukraine missile and crashed in Donetsk, Ukraine. Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 was a scheduled international passenger flight from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur. The Boeing 777-200ER crashed in eastern Ukraine near the Russian border on July 17, 2014, with 283 passengers and 15 cabin crew from various countries. The plane reportedly crashed 50 to 80 kilometers before entering Russian airspace. A report of Reuters stated that the Ukrainian government suspected the plane has been shot down by a missile at an altitude of 10,000 meters. This was the second major incident for Malaysia Airlines and its 777 fleet in the past 5 months, after Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 was lost in March 2014. That was Today in History.
If someday your feet can touch the ground, if someday your arms can't feel my touch, if someday your eyes can't see my face, I'll carry you, be there for you any time of day. Forever is a long time, but I keep my words that I say to you. Together we can go far, as long as I'm with you. 'Cause I will fall for you, no matter what they say. I still love you, I still love you. You'll never be alone, now look me in the eyes. I still love you, I still love you, till forever. If one day you don't recognize my voice, and if one day it seems so hard to breathe, I promise you to give my all, all like you do from the day I start to see. Time, but I keep my words that I say to you. Together we can go far, as long as you're with me. 'Cause I will fall for you, no matter what they say. I still love you, I still love you. You'll never be alone, now look me in the eyes. I still love you, I still love you, till forever. You save until you find what you're looking for, looking for. I stay with you until you find your way back home, way back home. I'll keep you safe until you find what you're looking for, looking for. I'll stay with you until you find your way back home, way back home. 'Cause I will fall for you, no matter what they say. I still love you, I still love you. You'll never be alone, now look me in the eyes. Your heart.
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia title, Trade Ministry Spurs Small-Medium Enterprises SMEs Competitiveness Through Brand Strengthening. The Ministry of Trade continues to encourage small and medium enterprises SMEs to develop business amid the COVID-19 pandemic, such as by strengthening brand. The Director General of National Export Development of the Ministry of Trade, Kasan, at a webinar of Nawacita Study Institute held on Tuesday, July 14, said, with the right brand strengthening strategy, SMEs actors could increase export of their products. Mr. Kasan said, with highly competitive products, brands can increase the confidence of international consumers to the Indonesian SME product. Furthermore, the brand will create an attachment between consumers and Indonesian SME products, thereby consumers will return to buy the products. According to Kasan, the small-medium enterprises play a big role in the world economy, especially in Indonesia. Based on data from the Ministry of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises, in 2019, the number of SMEs in Indonesia is estimated to reach 64.19 million businesses, or 99% of business units in Indonesia. This amount, if accompanied by targeted facilitation from government programs, can increase the contribution of SMEs to Indonesian export. During this pandemic, many SMEs or small-medium enterprises actors have difficulties to get raw materials due to regional quarantine policies in the supplying country, as well as difficulties in exporting because the destination country is focusing on economic recovery. Therefore, the Ministry of Trade encourages SMEs to continuously create innovations ranging from product diversification, quality improvement, speed of delivery, and brand strengthening in order to win the competition in the global market. Meanwhile, in the same webinar, Director of Export Product Development Olvi Andrianita explained a number of obstacles faced by SMEs in developing their business. These constraints include limited human resource and funding capacity, inconsistencies in product capacity and quality, lack of product and packaging design development, lack of export skills, and lack of brands. In addition, delaying the promotion agenda, changing consumer behavior from offline shopping to online, and the obligation to implement health protocols in conducting business also become challenges for SMEs. According to Olvi, intense of competition force SMEs actors to think the right brand development strategy for their products and services. The brand must reflect the business values of SME superior product and is able to be an effective means of communication for local and global consumers. That was My Indonesia.
Aku berdiri di sini, di tempat di mana dulu pertama kita bertemu, pertama ku menatapmu. Ingatkah kau saat itu, kau tersenyum kepadaku. Berbekal senyuman itu, ku jalani saat ini. Kau masih satu-satunya yang paling mengerti aku. Semua baik
baik burukku hingga detik ini. Aku masih orang itu, kau kenal dengan hatimu masih seperti dulu.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello listener, nice to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder. For today's edition, I would like to introduce you Jambi Paradise. Listener, Mount Kerinci and Moro Temple have become choices of many tourists if traveling to Jambi province. As a matter of fact, Jambi, one of provinces in Sumatra Islands, has other various interesting attractions. One of them is a modern tourism destination that has an interesting concept so that it is mostly visited by millennial tourists. This tourism destination called Jambi Paradise. Jambi Paradise is located in the Muaro Jambi Region C, precisely in Air Hitam Sub-District. It takes about 30 minutes from downtown Jambi to the location. You must go through forests, plantations, and settlement of the local people to get to the location. Entering this tourism object, you must pay an entrance ticket of 30,000 rupiah per person. When you buy a ticket, the officer will give you fish foods so you can feed the fish at the fish pond inside the area. Jambi Paradise has an area of about 4 hectares and an artificial lake that almost surrounds the area. This tourism attraction looks beautiful because it is surrounded by trees and parks. Therefore, going around this tourism site by foot on a paving block is very pleasant. Jambi Paradise provides Instagrammable spot photo like PR spot. These spots are suitable for those who want to post photos on an Instagram account. In this tourism area, you can feel the sensation of getting on the boat. The manager provides boat rental services for those who want to get around the lake. You can also try Flying Fox, which is the longest flying fox in Jambi with a ticket price of 30,000 rupiah per person. The Jambi Paradise also offers a suspension bridge facility under Flying Fox with a ticket of 20,000 rupiah per person. You can also test your adrenaline by climbing the suspension bridge. For those who want to do exercise, you can also rent a bicycle to get around this tourism area. Jambi Paradise is also completed with various facilities such as parking lots, food court, and musala or praying room. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today's edition entitled Jambi Paradise. We will meet again with another interesting topic. Goodbye.
Someone you don't know you're really not. Try to hide the lies between those eyes, but you're living like a thought. You need to go back to the ways that you were thought. 'Cause mama didn't raise you this way, using what you got. Father didn't raise you this way, your body worth a lot. I know you feel empty this way, competing for the spot. 'Cause there's a million girls that's living like you, fighting for the spot. You know you worth it, girl. Don't try giving what you got. You know you worth it, girl. 'Cause he knows you're all he's got. You know you worth it, girl. Don't try giving what you got. So don't go listen to them people trying to promise you the thought.
Doing this on purpose. Killer burning diamonds never make a feel worthless. And if I can't purchase, I write it in a cursive. Put you in a mansion, Michael Kors blue purses. You know I got the verses to cancel all the curses. Higher there, high, stopping on surface. Life, please forgive me for putting this in hearses. 'Cause I killed this verse. Think we need some nurses.
Nurses, nurses, nurses,
I know we live in a crazy world, battle with crazy girls. Know that we have to stay focused. You can be scared or be tough, cheek, be brave. And when the world comes hard, you gotta be in charge. You gotta be ready for the city. Street light, red light, nightlife, it's your fate. 'Cause mama didn't raise you this way, using what you got. Your father didn't raise you this way, your body worth a lot. I know you feel empty this way, competing for this spot. 'Cause there's a million girls that living like you, fighting for the top. You know you're worth it, girl. Don't try giving what you got. You know you're worth it, girl. 'Cause he knows you're all he's got. You know you're worth it. Try giving what you got. So don't go listen to them people trying to promise you the top.
They can promise you the top.
It's your fate.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miss Eleni. So stay tuned for your listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, Voice of Indonesia, welcome back in Miss Eleni. Today, we will inform you about Bali and Lombok, won the title of the best islands in Asia. Stay tuned with us at www.voinews.id. Travel magazine based in New York City, United States of America, Travel Plus Leisure, released a list of 10 best islands in Asia as a result of survey for the World's Best Awards 2020. As an island nation known for its natural beauty, Indonesia has two islands, Bali and Lombok, in the list of the best islands in Asia. Both islands are the 6th rank and 10th rank. These rankings are based on the survey results of readers related to activities, scenery, natural attraction, beaches, food, hospitality, and overall evaluation while they were on vacation to the islands in Asia. This year, Bali won the WBA Hall of Fame honoree because it has been on the list for 10 years in a row. In addition to Bali and Lombok, survey results show 6 of the 10 favorite islands are the same islands as the previous year, plus one new island, Langkawi, which is also one of the best islands in the world. The first position is the Palawan Islands in the Philippines, and the second one is successfully followed by Sri Lanka, Koh Lanta in Thailand, Langkawi in Malaysia, and Boracay in the Philippines. Lombok became the second island from Indonesia after Bali, which was included in the list of the best islands in Asia. This island is known for its amazing natural character. In addition, there is also the culture of the Sasak tribe that can be learned by the tourists who come. The 10th ranked island after Bali is occupied by Koh Samui and Phuket of Thailand and Maldives. Bali and Lombok are still favorite tourism location in Indonesia, not only by local tourists but also foreign tourists. That was our segment miscellany for today. Thanks for listening.
Sejuta hayalan
tak pernah terbayangkan punya perasaan begini. Kau mengganggu pikiranku.
Dan dengarlah laguku. Aku mulai terbawa rasaku padamu, meski kau sahabatku. Ah.
jantungku berlari, mengejar hembusan nafasmu.
Tak pernah terbayangkan punya perasaan begini. Kau mengganggu pikiranku.
Oh, dan dengarlah laguku. Aku mulai terbawa rasaku padamu, meski kau sahabatku.
Oh, tak pernah terbayangkan punya perasaan begini. Kau mengganggu pikiranku.
Oh, 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 oh. Dan dengarlah laguku. Aku mulai terbawa rasaku padamu.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice listener.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Listeners, in today's our segment Music Corner, we will present a song from Papua to be sung by Noella, entitled Tatinggal di Papua. Composed by Stephen Wally, the song tells about someone's homesickness in her hometown. The song, which has been familiar among Papuan people, presents a new nuance, namely ethnic folk pop. The singer, Noella, who was a contestant of Indonesian Talented Singing Contest, believed that the song can represent feelings of musical lovers, because the song is dedicated to all people who miss their hometown. Here is Noella with the song entitled Tatinggal di Papua.
Papua. mimpiku, tapi tidak mimpi-mimpiku. Kau bisa lumpuhkan tanganku, tapi tidak mimpi-mimpiku. Kau bisa merebut senyumku, tapi sungguh tak akan lama. Kau bisa merobek hatiku, tapi aku tahu obatnya. Manusia-manusia kuat, itu kita.
Jiwa-jiwa yang kuat, itu kita.
Manusia-manusia kuat, itu kita.
Jiwa-jiwa yang kuat, itu kita.
Kau bisa hitamkan putihku, kau takkan gelapkan apapun. Kau bisa runtuhkan jalanku, kan ku temukan jalan yang lain.
Manusia-manusia kuat, itu kita.
Jiwa-jiwa yang kuat, itu kita.
Manusia-manusia kuat, itu kita.
Jiwa-jiwa yang kuat, itu kita.
Manusia kuat, itu kita.
Jiwa-jiwa yang kuat, itu kita.
Manusia-manusia kuat, itu kita.
Jiwa-jiwa yang kuat, itu kita.
Manusia-manusia kuat, itu kita.
Jiwa-jiwa yang kuat, itu kita. Kau bisa patahkan kakiku, patah tanganku, rebut senyumku. Hitamkan putihnya hatiku, tapi tidak mimpi-mimpiku.
Someday your feet can touch the ground. If someday your arms can't feel my touch. If someday your eyes can't see my face. I'll carry you, be there for you any time of day. Forever is a long time, but I keep my words that I say to you. Together we can go far, as long as I'm with you. Cause I will fall for you, no matter what they say. I still love you, I still love you. You'll never be alone, now look me in the eyes. I still love you, I still love you, till forever. If one day you don't recognize my voice, and if one day it seems so hard to breathe, I promise give my all. Oh, like you do from the day I start to see. Forever is a long time, but I keep my words that I say to you. Together we can go far, as long as you're with me. 'Cause I will fall for you, no matter what they say. I still love you, I still love you. You'll never be alone, now look me in the eyes. I still love you, I still love you, till forever. Oh,
kita bertemu, pertama ku menatapmu. Ingatkah kau saat itu, kau tersenyum kepadaku, berbekal senyuman itu ku jalani hidup hingga saat ini. Kau masih satu-satunya yang paling mengerti aku, semua baik burukku hingga detik ini. Aku masih orang itu, kau kenal dengan hatimu, masih seperti
listener, we end our Togetherness in English Language Program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention. And after this English Language Program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.